This is phase one of training for phase one contingent hearing. So this is Brian, ADC number 311788. This Brian is serving a five-year sentence for leaving the scene of an accident with death or serious injuries. She is asking for a 2.5-year reduction to this sentence. If granted, she would have time served for her SED. The offense occurred on December 7th, 2015, approximately 6:20 a.m. This Brian was driving westbound on West Bethany Home Road and turned left on the north 27th Avenue. She completed her turn. She struck a bicyclist who was in the crosswalk riding a bike. This Brian did not stop and fled the scene without exchanging information, without checking to see if there were injuries, and without rendering aid. The victim was hospitalized with serious or non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation led detectives to Ms. Ryan. I might add that it was quite an extensive investigation to track her down to actually find her as the driver. The vehicle was not hers, and there was a lot of, I wouldn't say confusion, but non-cooperation. They were finally able to identify her and had the driver of the suspect vehicle. By the time Ms. Bryant was found, she had replaced the windshield of the car in an attempt to cover up the damage. The sentence was to run concurrent to three drug charges she was being sentenced for. She had been sentenced for the drug charges the day before she had run and drove the car and had an accident. In the plea agreement, they dismissed the allegations of prior felonies, which would have aggravated things, and that she was on probation, or at least at the time of the offense. So she was actually on probation for the three drug charges. The crime is a classified felony. The felony had run, but it's classified as non-dangerous. So the minimum is 1.5 years, the presumptive is 2.25 years, the maximum is 3, the aggregated max is 3.75 years. Based on the fact that Ms. Bryant struck a bicyclist and did not stop to render aid, and the fact that she had been sentenced to probation the day before she was driving, and that they could not prove the intoxication like she admitted, so she self-admitted to being only quite intoxicated at the time the accident. And with all the prior felonies that were dismissed which reduced the aggravating circumstances, she could have been given a much longer sentence, a total sentence than 5 years. But based on the totality of the accident, the type of crime, and everything else involved, I don't feel that the 5-year sentence was an excessive sentence for what was involved here. So I am going to move to not move Ms. Bryant forward to a phase two commutation at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
And this will